And now, in color, Tim Firth, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger, and William Van Dyke. Well, the programme this week is special in a lot of ways. It's the last in the series and the biggest.
That's right, Tim. We've got special music session live from Dire Straits, guest appearances from Anthony Scher and Eric Clapton, who've all agreed to turn up for a laugh.
So it should be a really cracking end to the series. We're locked out.
Sorry?
The studio is all locked up and bolted. There's no lights on or anything.
You did book it, Ferdy.
Well, I didn't book it. I'm all kind of presumed.
We've got the audience queuing up behind us down the street.
Right. Run away. Come on, quick, run.
Well, they're not stupid. They'll know exactly what we're muttering about, won't they?
Yes!
See?
Hey, hang on. I can handle this. I've seen it done on Star Trek.
Maybe if I set my phaser on stun.
Tim.
Look, has anyone got a sonic screwdriver?
Tim. We'll just have to go somewhere else and do it.
No, I'm fed up with all this doing it from different places. I was looking forward to doing this one really straight, nice, ordinary, in the studio.
Pretty Slippers and your Stephen King novel.
Oh, God.
Why do you always want to do things so bland and comfy and middle class, Mike? Don't you like living on the edge?
Yes, sometimes.
Get off. The nearest you've ever come to class confrontation is telling the cleaner which room to do first.
Look, if your home in the north isn't exactly at the top of a cobble street with lots of baker's delivery boys having to get off and walk, is it? It's more like at the top of a rather nice avenue where the houses have names instead of numbers.
Yeah, but not like the south. Not Mossy Nook, Ivy Pillars.
No, it's Took Mossy Nook and Took Ivy Pillars.
What are we going to do, all right? 20 of the audience have sneaked up to the pub already.
Ah, tell you what. We could go to the cinema.
No. It's all right. I'll fill in. Well, while we're locked out, perhaps this is a good moment to tell you a little of the history of the Paris studio here in Lower Regent Street.
What are you talking about?
No, I've got this pamphlet about other shows which never got broadcast for one reason or another. In 1964, the Director General of the BBC stopped the recording of Richard Dimbleby's pro-celebrity seal culling after just... after just 14 seconds. Oh, look, there was one called Amateur Table Tennis News Roundup.
Hello again, and you join us at a key stage of this Gerald's Amateur Table Tennis Trophy semi-final between Arthur Stacey and Lim Hu Chow. It's Hu Chow to serve, match point. Hu Chow serves then. Stacey hits it back to him. He hits it back to him. He hits it back to Hu Chow. Hu Chow back to Stacey. He hits it back to him. Hu Chow hits it back and Stacey misses it. Game, set, and match to Hu Chow.
Marvellous. Let's take you through that again. Hu Chow serves. Stacey hit it back. Hu Chow hit it back. And here... Who says amateur table tennis is rubbish and boring? Stacey hit it back. But back it came from Hu Chow and whoops, Stacey missed it. Let's go down table side and join Tony Gubber.
Well, I've got the exhausted finalist with me, Ray. Lim and Arthur, could you talk us through this last point?
Well, first I serve. Then he hit it back to me.
Then he hit it back to me and they...
Yeah, I think we'd better go to the cinema.
Public service announcement. In the workshop. Next time you see two jars of hydrochloric acid and feel like picking them up and squirting some in both eyes, don't. Wear goggles. Goggles. They might save more than your eyesight. They might... Oh, no, it is just your eyesight.
Congratulations, sir. Welcome to the firm. This is, as advertised, the complete office job.
Oh, thanks very much. What does that mean?
Well, sir, you'll be starting that one day earlier than you were hoping, so you'll have to cancel your holiday.
Right.
This will be your office.
Right. I presume the radiator doesn't work.
Only in the winter, sir. From June, it'll suddenly turn into a sheet of molten steel.
Right. And this is my computer, yes?
Yes, it's purely decorative, sir. It's just there to stick post-it notes to with the word urgent on them.
Right. That's my year planner on the wall, is it?
Oh, that's right. For the year 1987.
Good.
With that system of yellow, green and red dots, which seems such a good idea in January.
Right.
Through here is Mr. Simpson's office. He's just slightly overweight, and you'll be seeing quite a lot of the top of his boxer shorts. He'll get paid slightly more than you for doing the same job, but not quite as well.
Right. Is he the one that we all whinge about in the pub after work?
No, that's Mr. Rogers. He hasn't turned up yet.
Who's that?
That's Miss Trafford, sir. You'll fancy something chronic all the time you're here, but never do anything about.
Right.
Until the office party.
Ah.
When you'll get incredibly drunk and try to impress her by faxing your bottom to Southampton. Doomed Ventures, number 27. Wayne sleeps, in-car aerobics.
Okay, now, let's loosen up. 2, 3, 4, wave your arms in the air, and...
Hello, can I have 327 tickets for the Bond movie, please?
Smirking or non-smirking?
Non-smirking.
No. Smirking or non-smirking? Are you going to make a sort of wan grin whenever one of the characters makes a sexual innuendo? It can distract other members of the audience.
Oh, non-smirking.
Tutting or non-tutting? Will you be making kind of nyeh sound whenever you think you've sussed out what's going to happen next?
Oh, tricky. Look, could we have the non-tutting, but then move over to the tutting area if we think we've sussed it out?
Okay, well, there's your tickets. Would you kindly give one half to the attendant and keep the other half inexplicably lying around at home for a couple of weeks before you throw them?
Before we go in, I don't suppose any of the members of the audience want anything to eat, do they?
Yes!
Right, brilliant. Excuse me, can I have 327 hot dogs, please?
Sir, this is an American multiplex cinema complex.
Oh, or they call something else, then?
No, I just thought I'd tell you, that's all.
Right, well, let's see, what should we have? God, there's a lot of strange things. What are those nachos and
nachos, sir. Mexican cheese dips.
Right.
And there are soda, root beer, corn fries and frankfurters.
Yeah. Nothing like this where I live.
Oh? Where are you from?
The north, near Warrington.
Oh, right. Cinemas still, the old boxes of sweets and the marshmallow packets.
Yeah,
there's
right.
Only two screens, yeah. And there's always that advert that starts, Hubert, here's the place.
Yes.
And it's still about £2, and the fur on the seats has all gone patchy and bristly.
That's right, good, that is amazing. Are you from the north?
Oh, no, sir, I was just being patronising. Space. 1999 and a bit. What was that?
Came from nowhere, sir. Sector 3 malfunction.
Houston, we have a problem. Major impact damage on retro rockets 1 to 3. They are on fire. Repeat, on fire. Estimate 4 minutes to fuel overheating. Houston, over.
Roger, Challenger 3. This is Mission Control, Houston. We're sorry, but there's no one here at the moment. If you'd like to leave your name and message after the tone... we'll get back to you.
Well, sir, that's a bit of a blow. Now what?
There is something else we could try.
Okay, caller, you're through to problem time here on Capital Radio with Ray Atkins. Tell us your name.
Captain James Hillhurst.
And where are you calling from, Jim?
Somewhere over Africa.
And what's your problem?
It's our retro rockets, Ray. They are on fire. Repeat, on fire. Estimate 3 minutes to fuel overheating.
Okay, did you get that? Dr. Anthony Clare.
Well, yes, this is a problem. Don't be downhearted at times like this. Try and talk to someone you know. After all, Jim, what's the worst that could happen to you?
If the fuel overheats and explodes, we'll crash towards the Earth in a blazing fireball in 2 minutes.
Well, then, that's not so bad, is it?
Fingers crossed. Okay, thanks, Doctor. Well, our other guest is, of course, Professor Hank Simonton of NASA. Anything to add, Hank?
Okay, first you must isolate these Sector 3 electrics. What you do then depends on the type of damage. Now, what happened?
It's impact damage, Professor. We were struck by this large object that just came from nowhere.
Okay, in that case, you must do the following things very quickly. Now, firstly...
Well, we've got a lot of other callers, Professor. So nice to talk to you, Jim. Who's on line 3?
Captain Oleg Volkovsky in Sputnik 7, right?
And why have you called, Oleg?
No way did we come from nowhere. We were clearly indicating and hardly moving at all. Do these Americans think they own the orbit or what?
The 1970s were a very special time in many ways for many people. And it wasn't just the economic and political upheavals that shook the country. The 1970s were a time of other things, too. Things like long, hot summers and glam rock.
and for Percy, Tim, Mike, myself, and perhaps you too, the 70s mean a very great deal indeed.
Is there a song at the end of all this?
No.
I didn't buy a tube ticket. They've been watching. I went to court, had to pay a fine. But it's the criminal record, isn't it? And you start talking in very short sentences. With lines of dots. And you never really think...
Get a ticket, not a speech disorder.
It was a brilliant film. I love the James Bond movie.
Yeah, the thing is, though, when I'm watching it, I can never forget how expensive they are.
Yeah, how much did that one cost?
£3.20.
I couldn't use my student rail card.
Yeah, but the direction, they're shot so tightly.
Yeah, it's all so fast and brutal.
And the catering's brilliant.
What?
Well, I mean, it was so obvious that they were all well-fed from all the kind of rosy cheeks and all that like, running around. Hey, it makes a hell of a difference, actually. Woody Allen's Manhattan was really marred by bad catering. They all look really pallid and drained.
But Manhattan was shot in black and white, Firthy.
Was it?
Oh. This is what I love about London. Look, 10 at night and the streets are alive with culture. Look at all these street artists.
So what do you mean people just sit here and get painted? Really? That must take hours.
Will. I've just had my picture painted.
What, in 4 seconds?
Yes. It was by a surrealist portrait painter. Look,
that's a fish.
No way. See the Tower of London, 50p only. See the Tower of London and the Crown Jewels, 50 pence.
Here we are then. When do we go?
I'm not doing a tour, sir. It's just a piece of advice. Go on holiday to New York.
Come on, is mine ready yet?
No, not yet, not yet. Sit still, just a bit to the left.
Smile a bit, and there. That's a cathedral. That's a postcard of Lichfield Cathedral.
Well, yeah, Lichfield Cathedral is there, certainly.
I thought this was supposed to be a portrait of me.
It is! Look, that's you down there, by the east transept.
What, that stick figure drawn on in crayon?
Yeah. Good, isn't it? I've got all the legs and everything.
The audience seem a bit depleted. Where have they gone?
Yeah, there's been a few problems there, you see.
They're not still fed up with us being locked out of the studio, are they?
Well, I said we'd go and try the studio again, and half of them decided they'd rather hide in the toilets and see the film another time.
And now in colour, the European Athletics Championships.
Hello, I'm down on the track. And in lane one, Peter Elliott. In lane two, Steve Cram. In lane three, me! Oh, and we're off! And it's a very quick start, and I've taken the lead! Peter Elliott, Commonwealth gold medalist, is on my shoulder. He's looking very confident and relaxed. Peter, how's it going? Oh, he doesn't seem to want to talk to me. Oh, and he's taking the lead. But as I look round, I can see Steve Cram and Taylor Weeks are moving up from the back. The pace is starting to quicken, and I'm going to try and catch Peter Elliott. I've managed to pass the Moroccan, and Elliott is about 3 metres ahead. What a fantastic competitor. And here comes Cram, but I'm holding him off. And at the line, it's Peter Elliott first, me second, and Steve Cram third. And I tell you, I am shattered.
And now, in colour, intrigue, drama, excitement, violence, with the news read by Mark Birkin.
People think there are far too many opinion polls conducted by the media at the moment. A poll out today suggests. When asked, do you think there are too many opinion polls, 55% of people said, yes, definitely. 4% of people tried to ram half a brick down the mouth of the person that had just asked them the question, and 40% said, I'm sorry, I can't hear. You appear to have half a brick stuck in your mouth. One percent said, hello, how are you? I haven't seen you for ages.
Still doing opinion polls, eh?
Do you need a hand getting that half a brick out of your mouth?
Some men are made of clay, and some are islands in the stream. men who take everything in their stride. And that's the kind of guy I am. You're looking at a man who wasn't even sad when Petra died. Once a year, late in December, there's a time this crazy nation comes together, and that really gets to me. Because I get emotional watching sporting compilations at the end of the year. That clip of Steve Ovett, where he draws I love you in the sky. And I'm in serious trouble, I can tell you. And I think I'm doing all right in the 100 meters highlights, until they put it in slow motion and then play gold by Spandau Ballet. They show us 14 times Daley Thompson in the long jump, Daley Thompson in the high jump, and the discus with Daley Thompson. I get emotional even watching clips of David Bryant winning the bowls. I'd love to see the Liverpool team completely taking up one block of seats, all wearing suits and looking hard. And they roll down a big green carpet and give Frank Bruno a football and a boxing glove to do something for charity. And he comes. So Desmond says, well, never mind Frank anyway, in the rowing our hopes were pinned on. I get emotional because for the first time in my life I suddenly know Sean Curley's name. I get a swell of pride, and for an hour, just an hour, I think, what a brilliant country. Oh, Fergie's not that bad. Last night on the Proms, small villages in Suffolk. Oh, didn't we do well in the Falklands? God save the Queen.
Thank you.
All right, mate, where the bleeding hell do you think you're going?
Into the nightclub. I told you it was a stupid idea to try and get the audience in here. We're all going to die.
You want to come in here?
Yeah, me, these three lads, and that crowd of 200 people over there.
Sorry, mate, this is an alternative nightclub. We don't let your sort of people in.
Look, mate, could I get our lot in if they looked a bit trendier?
Yeah, perhaps.
Right, everyone, bicycle shorts on! Baseball caps, back to front!
Right, that'll do, yeah.
Cricket pads on! We're in then. God, it's absolutely packed!
Well, I'm going, I hate places like this.
God, you are pathetic. Is there not one spark of fun of having a good time in the whole of your body?
Yes, there is, I have a laugh.
When do you have a laugh?
I had a laugh when I used to work in that photo developing shop.
What?
I used to choose one person out of every set of snaps, and each time he appeared, I'd put a black shadow across him and scorch the number 666 on his forehead.
Yeah, hold on, there was something about that in the paper. Yeah, here it is. Man kills himself after being possessed by Satan in Benidorm.
Oh. Right, get out and stay out. And never try that trick in this nightclub again.
Tim, what happened? I saw you go up to the DJ, then the next thing we were all being thrown out.
What'd you say to him?
Nothing.
I just asked him to do some dedications.
You asked Scratchmaster J.J. Minghella to do some dedications? They don't do that in clubs anymore, you pillock.
Give me that list. Don't laugh at me cos I'm a fool by Norman Wisdom.
Yeah, that was skillful.
The Night Chicago Dive by Paper Lace.
My Baby Just Loves to Dance by Tina Charles.
She did some great album tracks.
That is not the point. They're not going to break off 7 hours of hard hip-hop house music because you've asked them to play... Oh, God, the theme from Ski Sunday.
Well, the audience seems to have gone down still further, too.
Yeah, well, I said we'd go and try the studio once more, but, well, most of the ones that were left started taking light drugs and getting off with each other.
And now, in colour, we go at home with Neil Armstrong.
Can I have some more chocolate, Dad? Dad, Dad, more chocolate, Dad, Dad!
Now, hang on there, Junior. Come on now. What do we say?
Sorry, Dad. Can I have some more chocolate, Houston?
And on the full stage of this RAC Lombard Rally, it's driver Jeff Durant in the Saab with his co-driver Alan Claude leading as they go into the Welsh Mountains.
Okay, Jeff, 250 yards. Left hand, 90 degrees, into second gear. Right. Okay, straight on, 2 miles. Steady incline, up to four.
Gotcha. How's time?
2 seconds up. Okay, right. Do you fancy some coffee?
What?
Well, it's been a long drive. Do you want some coffee out of the thermos? Here, look. You hold the cuppy a bit.
Don't give it to me, you fool!
I'm afraid it's not proper milk.
Just forget the coffee, all right? Just concentrate.
Right.
Check the gauges.
Okay, right. Fuel fine. Engine temp, revs, oil, all fine. Good. Great.
Right.
Can I put the radio on?
No!
All right. How about a good tape, then?
Get the radio on!
Stop! Stop!
What? What?
Do we miss a turn?
Look over there.
What?
I think it's a fox.
What? A fox, all you idiots! Look, we've lost our placing.
Hey, mate, can you give us a lift?
Where are you heading, mate?
No, we can't!
Oh, come on. We could just nip off a few miles just to drop him on the A563.
Then, no, we can't. We're going now.
Are we nearly there?
Who said that?
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff. Linda's gone to her mum's this week, so I had to bring the kids.
I want an opal fruit.
Now you be quiet.
Uncle Jeff.
What?
Guess who?
Don't put your hands up!
And on the leaderboard in the Klein Valley, the Vauxhall is up 3 seconds, the BMW down 2 seconds, and Jeff Durant Staub down there in 19th position after a 1 hour, 35 minute stop at the Little Chef outside Llanelli.
I told you bringing the audience to an amusement arcade would kill some time. Ah, it's great, isn't it? I've won this fluffy keyring already, and I've only spent 8 quid.
There's hardly any audience left. They're all in the pub having a romantic drink with each other. Where's William?
He's over there. Will!
Shh! I found this brilliant fruit machine. Honestly, I've been on it for 20 minutes and I haven't lost a penny yet. Look, watch. You put the money in. And wait. Just wait. Yes! Done it again! Thank you!
Well, that's the change machine. Anyone fancy a game of Space Invaders?
Oh, yeah! Oh, I haven't seen one of these for ages. Stick the money in.
Well done, Trev. Well dropped. Good bit of space invading.
I could do with a rest.
Yeah, I've been shuffling across this screen for 11 years now.
You know, when I first got here, they said I might be in with a chance of driving that thing that occasionally goes across the top of the screen. No chance. 11 years going rip, rap, flop. Yeah. And no one plays us anymore with all these 3D sitting video games. Do you remember the good old days? People playing us for hours on end. That bloke who got 180,000 three times in one day. The master. In the Hall of Fame for months he was. What was his name? Nob. Nob, that's it. Types it in every time. He was the master, old Nob was. Do you remember Bum? Bum, yeah, with the round wrist manoeuvre on the 13th level. Hey, here was a real challenge, yeah. Nob, Bum, Dick, Tip, geniuses, all of them. We won't see men like that again in our lifetime.
Oh, I'm dead. How did we do?
We got 3,500 points.
Hey, that's dead good. You should get in the Hall of Fame with that.
All right, I'll type my and Tim's initials in.
No. You don't want to do anything like that. Put something funny in it. Here, like this.
The master has begun!
And now in colour, another of the great trials of Sir Edward Marshall Hall. Number 7. The hit on the head case. Once again, before a packed courtroom, it was Sir Edward's painstaking cross-examination of a key prosecution witness that probably saved his client.
Yes, I'm absolutely sure that it was that man, Arnold Tibbs, who hit Mr. Bidder on the head.
No further questions, Your Honour.
Any questions, Mr. Marshall Hall?
here on a year.
Mr. Thomas, you didn't actually see this assault take place, did you?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
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 Quite. Where is this line of cross-examination taking me, Marshal Hall?
If Your Honour will bear with me. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. No, you didn't. No, let me at him. You're out. Let me at him. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Okay. I didn't.
No further questions.
And now in colour, it's back to the European Athletics Championships.
Hello, I'm over at the pole vault with Jürgen Hinson. Bit of chalk on my hands, and here we go. Jensen Stoller is run, and... Yes! Yes, what a perfect jump! 870 points for Hinson, 700 for me, and 50,000 for the cameraman. No, it's still closed.
Hey, wait a minute. That's a Yale lock, isn't it? Hey, quick, Will, lend us one of your credit cards. You can open locks with them, you know.
Which one expired the most years ago?
Give it here. Give it to him. Now, go on, Tim. Have a crack.
Right.
And here we go.
I don't think you're supposed to just post it through the letterbox.
The door's open.
What?
Oh, it must have been open all the time. The audience must have come back here. I know. After all the things we've been through with them during the series, they've decided to stage a surprise party for us. Oh. Brilliant.
Yeah, come on then, guys. Brilliant. Through here, onto the stage one more time then. Well, hi everybody. Tonight's very special because...
No one's here.
No one.
At all.
Not even my sister's friend Aileen.
No. Not even that bloke with the sniper's rifle who picks people off if they try and leave early.
Yeah.
And if...
Yeah, I think we got the point.
I was going to play volleyball against the audience. I've got the net and a team of international umpiring staff and everything.
Not now, Tim. Hey.
No ball, though.
I was going to play that trust game where all the audience join in by passing their valuable articles along to the end of the row and then I collect them up. Better go along then, I suppose. I've got to get back up to Warrington tonight. Well, nice seeing you anyway, lads. Yeah, I'd better go too. Cheerio, everyone.
Credits, Will?
Yeah, all right.
You better do the piano.
Okay.
And Now in Colour was written and performed by Tim Furr, Tim de Jong, Michael Rutger and William Van Dyke. Sound was by John Whitehall. The producer was Lisa Evans.
Just as soon as they've written the second series.